The Aquaville development in the Blue Mountains has completed its master development agreement. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on September 27, the Blue Mountains Council unanimously passed a resolution authorizing the mayor and the clerk to execute a master development agreement, MDA, with the Aquaville proponents. Aquaville is a large development in Craigleith with conditional approval for 340 total units, including 204 apartments, 115 row houses, and 21 single detached homes. The MDA is a high-level document that outlines the overall concepts, objectives and timelines for the development project. A more detailed design phase will follow. In addition to the MDA, the developers have also signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Blue Mountains Attainable Housing Corporation, BMAHC, to include affordable, attainable housing units in the Aquaville development. I'm interested in seeing this project move along. BMAHC is keenly interested in this becoming a reality. The need is ever increasing, said Cowan. Rob Sampson, who is also board chair of BMAHC. Sampson noted that the federal government has created a number of funds for innovative attainable housing projects and the Aquaville development could potentially qualify. The Housing Corporation is keenly interested in being the first ones through that gate, he said. Mayor Alar Soever praised the development. This is a good step forward, he said. The mayor also asked if the proponents could identify on the preliminary development plans where the attainable, affordable housing would be located on the property. The mayor noted that the plans did not include that part of the proposal in Phase 1. Proponent planner Colin Travis said the attainable, affordable housing would be located in the center of the property near Highway 26. He said more details would come forward as the detailed design process proceeds. Cowan. Paula Hope said the proposal is good news for the community. It is an exciting development. You've created a model for us, she said. Hope asked if there were more details about how the finances between the developer and BMHAC would work for the affordable, attainable units. Sampson said they have not proceeded to those details, as the development is still in the early stages. We haven't had anywhere near that level of discussion with the developers. We want to get to that stage, said Sampson. The corporation needs to have that serious discussion with the developer, who can't have it until they know they have a project.